high divorce rate seems to indicate that few of us have discovered the secret to a successful relationship. But according to a new study, the answer could be simpler than any of us have thought. We asked a few experts in the field to share their secrets.
And now, it's time for Marriage Beyond the Vows on Praise.
I still have a dream. It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream. I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal.
Good morning. You're listening to Marriage Beyond the Vows. I am Marcos Mercado, your host, and we are talking about the dream relationship, your dream marriage. You know, we just was able to hear just a quick soundbite of Martin Luther King Jr. This weekend here, as he many years ago talked about having a dream. And of course, God has a dream. He set this up from the very beginning. Again, welcome. You're listening to Marriage Beyond the Vows. And as always, we like to begin with a word of prayer. God in heaven, we are so grateful. We thank you so much, Father, for your dream for our lives, God. Help us not to mess that dream up, God, and become a nightmare. Father, be with our marriages, be with our relationships, God. Be with our show this morning, that as we reflect on your dream, God, as we reflect on the freedom that you've given us to choose, we can be grateful, Father. We love you. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You know, today's theme scripture comes from Psalm 37, beginning in verse 3. It says, trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture. Take delight in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. Isn't it amazing that we get to live in a time and age where we get to choose? You know, we make the choices, right? We decide, God, you know, we want to follow you. Of course, God chooses us first. He's chosen to love us, but we have a choice that we can make, you know, in our own relationships. You know, we're not, as far as I know, no one here in this country has arranged marriage or has been forced. I'm pretty sure you're listening here right now. You're like, well, I did choose this man. I did choose this woman. So, again, we want to hear from you. Very good morning to you. Give us a call at 855-454-5905. 855-454-5905. And if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Marriage Beyond the Vows. And we hope, as always, that today's program will enrich, empower, and encourage you towards having a great relationship. And I want to bring in our co-host of the day, Brother Will. Brother Will is here with us, who is filling in for Tiffany Bacon, and he is co-hosting with me this morning. Good morning, Will.
Good morning, Brother Marcos. How are you?
I'm doing very well. I just want to make sure we pick you up there on the mic. I think something's wrong with the mic there. Go ahead, try that again.
Good morning. How is everything, this guys?
Oh, great, great, man. We're good. It's good to have you. If you're just wondering who Brother Will is, he is a very good friend of mine, originally from New York City. We go back a long time, and he was able to, you know, fill in today and help as we host this show together. So, Will, we're talking about the dream, right? The dream relationship. And I always ask Tiffany this question when we're starting our show, or usually I do, and I ask about from the singles perspective, what is your perspective? So in this case, what is the dream relationship for you? And by the way, if you didn't catch that, Brother Will is single. He's a single man, and he is here with me today. So go ahead, ladies, go ahead and give us a call at 855-454-5905. But Will, what is the dream marriage, the dream relationship for you?
I think over the years that has changed significantly, mm-hmm. that my dream used to be so much about who a person was, what they looked like. But as I've gotten older, as I've gotten to know God, that has radically, radically changed. That my dream really has become about a great woman who loves God more than she loves me. Mm-hmm. That because of that love, that she can even begin to see me the way God sees me, and that it inspires me to do the same, to see her the way God sees her. And that through our relationship, we both grow closer to God. We we can impact other people's lives, that I can dote on her, she can dote on me, that it's really a relationship that's not about me, but about her. And for her, it's really not about her. It's about me. And together, it's really just about God. So I think that's been the biggest change in what I look for in a relationship. And sadly, so many of us, myself included, over the years, we've really just focused on, you know, the here and now. You know, well, what does she look like? How much money? Where's our house? And those things really, really are temporary.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, so if that's what your dream relationship is built around, I mean, as you get older, as I'm getting older, you know, I don't look quite the way I did when I was 20.
And you don't? How old are you, by the way?
I'm actually just turned 38.
38 years old. All right, there you go. We got a single brother here in the studio with us, Brother Will, who is single. He's helping to co-host with me this morning here on Marriage Beyond the Vows. He is filling in for Tiffany Bacon. And as we started mentioning at the very beginning of our show, you know, God has a dream. He's given us that dream. And a lot of times, you know, based on that scripture even that we read from Psalm 37, you know, the dream is to for us to have a fulfilled life, right? We know that Jesus came to give life to the full. The thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. But, you know, he has come to give us a full life. And so with that are the choices that we get to make. And so what is your dream relationship? You know, what is your dream marriage? And has that dream become a nightmare because maybe some of the bad choices you've made? Or maybe right now you're in a place of trying to make that decision. You know, do you go this way or do you go the other way? What do you do? We want to hear from you. Absolutely. We want to give you some input and some advice from a biblical perspective. So once again, I'll give you the number 855-454-5905. We're going to go ahead and go to the phone lines real quick where Kim is calling from the Philadelphia area. Good morning, Kim. You're live on the air with Praise.
God bless you. Good morning, Marcos. How are you?
God bless you. You too. Absolutely. So I think you've mentioned to our producer that you want to share your dream marriage. Are you married now or you're hoping to be?
No, I'm still single. Praise the Lord.
Okay, great, great. So what is your dream marriage? What does it look like?
Actually, I believe that, I mean, granted, no, I'm not married, but and I wouldn't really know, but I think that marriage should be about glorifying God.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, granted, you know, you have your natural things that you want. He's secure. He's this. He's that. She's this. She's that. That's fine.
Sure.
But, you know, I would think that both would need to be, you know, whole, because two wholes, you know, two whole people make one.
Yeah.
You know, if she's broken or if he's, you know, half stepping over, that's not going to work. But if you have a marriage that will truly glorify God, and here's the other component, to have that first Adam spirit. The first Adam didn't put his foot down. He just allowed his wife to just, you know, just do whatever she wanted, and he didn't, you know, reinstate what God said, and he didn't.
So Kim, so you're saying you want a man that will put his foot down?
Put his foot down. Don't make me a slave.
I know what you mean, though. You're talking about put his foot down when it comes to his relationship with God, like, you know,
daddy, and he better be your head.
Well, you want a Joshua kind of heart, right, where he says, you know, as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. You know, that kind of conviction and passion. And, you know, I tell you, that starts when you meet someone, when you date them. If they don't have that kind of conviction when you're dating, what makes you think that they're going to have that conviction later? And I think that's why we are so serious about the Bible and what it teaches, especially when it comes to premarital sex, because sometimes, you know, couples compromise and you know, let's say in this case, you meet a guy, he's a nice guy, he's good looking, he has a good job, you know, all these other things that you dream of, but he's willing to compromise and he wants to have a physical intimate relationship, even though he knows it's outside of the will of God, and you go along with it, and then you marry the man and you hope that he has this fear of God, and it's like he didn't before. Is he all of a sudden going to just grow these convictions? So I think, Kim, you're right. It starts with someone or really the foundation of loving God.
Yes, that's so true.
Amen. Well, you know, are you dating?
No, I'm not. It's been about 5 years since the last relationship I've been in, and I'm taking it easy. You know, it's time to build on me. I've read some things.
Okay.
In the Essence magazine that says that a man believe goes for a confident woman, and I'm not quite there yet. I want to be there.
Okay.
And it's something about a confident woman. You know, she's confident in her Lord, she's confident in her life and her relationship, and that's something else.
Absolutely.
To have a man to just, or a woman whose relationship with God exudes them.
Amen.
That, to me, is just...
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
Amen. Well, look, as you need more advice, and as you meet somebody and you want to know, hold on, let me know if this is the right one, and you want some of our input, go ahead and give us a call back. But Kim, we thank you so much for giving us a call this morning.
Thank you so much. I love your show, Marcos.
Thank you so much, Kim. Have a blessed day.
Okay.
All right. Well, we're going to take a brief break. We don't want you to touch that dial, but when we come back, we're going to talk to some more of you. So before you go, or before we go for this short break, give us a call at 855-454-5905. We'll be right back after this message.
Beyond the Vows.
Call 855-454-5905 and get in on the conversation. We're praised.
Welcome back. I have decided to stick with love. Hate is too great a burden to bear. Martin Luther King Jr. We want to hear from you. We're talking about the dream relationship, dream marriage. Our number is 855-454-5905. This is Marriage Beyond the Vows, and I am Marcos Mercado. We're going to go ahead right to our phone lines where Felicia has been waiting patiently. Felicia from the Philadelphia area, good morning. You're live on the air with Praise.
Good morning.
Good morning. So what do you have to say about your dream relationship?
Well, what I remember growing up, what used to be my dream relationship, he had to be a certain height and he had to look a certain look. And although it's, you know, those things are still there, that's not my main priority now. At the age of 27, in Christ, I just want just, you know, him to be living for Christ, on fire for Christ, living the word and not willing to compromise. Because you, I think like the other young lady said, there are times, and I didn't hear her whole entire story, that, you know, you can find that guy that is in church and just living for Christ, but will compromise in certain areas. And I think that's the biggest thing when it comes to single women. And I don't know about single men either, but single women that, there are guys that, I mean, they walk the walk to a certain extent, but when it comes to that intimacy part, it's just like, you know, it's either they're struggling or they're just okay with falling.
Sure. And so are you presently dating?
I'm not dating. I'm honestly not dating. I actually just started school back up, new job. So I think my focus is on that pretty much, but no, I'm not dating.
Okay. Well, I think you hit it right on the head when you say that some people seem to have it straight, but then there are some areas where they don't. Now, of course, we're not saying that, you know, Jesus is not walking the earth right now, right? So there's not a perfect man. There's not a perfect woman out there. But that doesn't mean they're not perfect for you.
Right.
And there are some things that you absolutely cannot compromise on. And I think it goes back to their love for God and their priorities, that it can't be, you know, you can't become each other's idols in life.
Absolutely.
And so I think what you're onto is very good. Well, look, good luck with school. I hope and pray that when you do find that man, that you really do, you put it before God. You get input, that you decide, you know, I'm not just going to follow my emotions, but is this the type of man that's going to help me to make it to heaven?
Yes. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thank you. And God bless.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. What do you think about that, Will? Brother Will?
I think it's good. I think too often, especially in the new age America, people are so willing to compromise and so quick to justify compromise. And God is not about compromise. God is his way, and he knows what's best for us. And just the more we compromise, you just look around at our society, you see the effects of it, the broken homes, the horrible relationships, is just because people have been willing to compromise on God's standards. And the more you do it, the worse it gets. So
Absolutely.
Really want a great relationship, I know for myself, I'm not going to compromise. I'm not going to compromise on God and his standard. which I've decided to make my standard. And if you're going to do that, you're going to suffer with the consequences of that decision.
Amen. Amen. Well, we absolutely want to hear from you. Give us a call, 855-454-5905. Let's continue on where Cindy is calling from North Carolina. Good morning, Cindy. You're live on the air with Praise.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing great. Cindy here. We're having a great conversation this Martin Luther King Jr. weekend, and we are talking about the dream relationship.
Yes, I can say that a dream relationship for me is being married to a man who first loves God.
Okay.
You know, I think back to Psalms 1, mm-hmm. where it says, I just want a blessed man.
Mm-hmm.
Where if he's a blessed man, you know, God loves me, and I know he's not going to send me someone who's not right for me.
But what if the devil sends him your way?
Well, that's how, when you have that relationship with God, I trust him so much that I know the difference.
Mm.
I've been married for 15 years now.
Okay, great.
And I'm not going to say it's all been peaches and cream.
Mm-hmm.
However, when those bad days come, that's when you really have to pull together. That's how you know if your marriage is made from God.
Sure.
Because a lot of times you'll break and you'll fall then. But if you can just, like I said, trust God
mm-hmm.
and trust the man that he's going to lead, and, you know, if everything will come together.
Absolutely. And you're speaking from experience because you're saying that even in godly marriages, and I think that that's one of the fallacies that we believe, it's that if it's a godly marriage that everything will be peachy and everything is going to go well. But
we're still
two sinners, right? We're striving to do what's right, but we struggle. Yet we don't give in because we love God. And absolutely.
Okay.
Thank you, Cindy. We really do appreciate your call this morning.
Okay. Well, can I say one more thing?
Sure.
And also, if you find a man who wants to be a good father, especially if you want to have children with this person.
Of course.
That's something to consider as well. Is this man going to be a good father for our children? Because that's very important.
Well, it's very important, right? And you want to make sure, if he already had children outside of the marriage, you know, what does that mean and how are you going to be able to work that out? So, Cindy, thank you so much. Once again, we really do appreciate you calling us this morning.
Okay, thank you.
All right, have a blessed day. Thank you. All right, we're going to go to line 4 where Minister Michelle is calling in from the Philadelphia area. Good morning, Michelle. You're live on the air with Praise.
Good morning.
Good morning. All right, so you've mentioned something to our producer about your relationship with your sister. Can you share a little bit more with us?
Yes. I'm learning because I have a roommate who's my sister in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of referring to each other as just your name and my name, we really realize that we are sisters in the blood of Christ.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
She's a member of my church, and she's been really a blessing. God has brought us both together.
Amen.
And I realized that I'm learning about relationship because she's my sister in Christ, but we still have to learn who we are as individual people in this relationship of roommates.
You know,
sensitive. We are so alike in the fact that we're so sensitive.
Michelle,
we have to watch what we say and how we say it.
I got you. And Michelle, I think that that is so key because for many singles who are listening, and we have lots of singles who listen to our show, you know, I believe that if it's meant to be, you know, I don't think everyone that's single will end up married or necessarily has to be married or even wants to be married. But for those that do, it is great, and it's a great practice to live with someone, a good close friend, a sister in Christ, and if you're a brother, with brothers in Christ, you know, because it does prepare you for marriage. You get to see your selfishness. You get to see how to work with someone else, whereas when someone lives alone, they don't prepare the same way. Because when you live alone, you do whatever you want. You can be messy. You can be selfish, and no one calls you on it. But when you're living with someone else, especially a spiritual roommate, they're going to call you on this. And they're like, listen, you are really selfish here, or you really were, you know, you had an attitude. You got to resolve that, which really is a great preparation for marriage if if that's the key. Now, the only thing I would add to that is if you learned a lesson, because if your roommate is telling you, Michelle, or, you know, she's pointing out some sin and you get defensive and you don't want to see it, then chances are you end up married. You're going to be the same way with your husband, but you're not going to want to see it either. So it is great preparation. So I think that's awesome. That's how did you both decide on becoming roommates?
Well, actually, it was our bishop. Mm-hmm. He knows both of us really well.
Okay.
And, you know, like, you know, he'll speak to us like, yes, my daughter, because mm-hmm. he is our spiritual father.
Okay.
And he saw the relationship as made in God, because he saw her personality and her sensitivity, and he knew mine and my sensitivity, and he says, "Oh, y'all need to be together."
Okay. So he encouraged
it was
you.
Just what we needed.
Amen. So he
and
encouraged you to move
it's
in.
It's amazing. I'm sorry.
No, I said he encouraged you to go ahead and do that. That's awesome.
Yes.
Okay.
And we've discovered that we are so sensitive. Wow. Both of us are so alike that it's scary.
Wow. All
right. But it's also dangerous, too, because last night, I'll use last night as an example.
All right, and I'm sorry, Michelle, we just have to be brief, because I got a bunch of callers that
are
waiting.
Okay. Well, I texted her I could use a hand in the kitchen to help fix dinner.
Okay.
And she said, "What's the matter? You're feeling frustrated. What? No sex?" Now we're both celibate.
Sure.
So that was like a joke, right?
Okay.
But I reacted emotionally because I was so tired, mm-hmm. and I didn't text anything until I prayed about it. And I said, "Now, you know, she didn't mean that. She must have been joking." So what I texted was a serious answer. "I just was hoping that you would help me with dinner."
Sure.
She never saw that message. And then when she came down, I had prepared dinner, and she was on the phone talking with a friend, and she never saw that I was upset or that I was being quiet until later she realized. Then she saw the message this morning and said, "I am so sorry."
Amen.
So if I had reacted emotionally last night, it was because she didn't see the message.
All right. We got you. We got you, Michelle. Thank you. But you know what? Glad you got resolved, and you're right.
Yeah.
You know, the devil works. I mean, that happens with roommates, and I'm glad you're both spiritual enough to say we need to resolve these things. So, again, Minister Michelle, thank you so much for giving us a call today. Thank you for listening, and thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Have a blessed day.
Have a blessed day.
All right. Well, now, Brother Will, I know you have a roommate as well, right?
Absolutely. I mean, it is great training. Over the years, having roommates versus living alone, you just learn more about yourself when you have a roommate, because you get to see just so much of your selfishness, so much of you know, how you want things your way, and mm-hmm. how quickly you can get an attitude when they don't go your way.
Wow.
And it's interesting. I mean, we used to actually be roommates 15 years ago, and just seeing how you've grown as an individual.
We were roommates at one time?
That's right, in
the
Bronx.
New York City. All right, yeah, Bronx. All right, man. Well, sounds great, Brother Will. We'll talk more about that in a little bit. We're going to go to line one, where Denise is calling in from the Philadelphia area. Good morning, Denise. You're live on the air with Praise.
Good morning, Marco. Good morning, Will. How are you doing, men of God?
Oh, thank you. We're doing very well, and I think you wanted to share a little bit of what you look for in a man.
Yes, my dream man would definitely have to be one who had the courage like David. I love the story of David in the Bible and his boldness and his heart. Also, the loyalty as Enoch. Nobody really talks about Enoch. The Bible just says he walked
with
God. But I want a man that loves the Lord, because I know if he loves the Lord, you know, in the book of Ephesians, it talks about husbands, how they're supposed to love their wife. Mm-hmm. As the church, amen? And
amen.
So therefore, I'm looking for that man who would be sensitive and in tune with God's heart, that I know that if he's in tune with God, he'll be all right, amen?
Yeah. And that's Brother Will, just so you know, Denise. He's a man of God, and he loves God, and I'm just messing with him here. But Denise, I do think that it's so key to know what you want.
Yeah.
And there are some things that I think are negotiable, but there should be some things that are non-negotiable. And
correct.
I think that conviction, that relationship with God, that steadfastness, those things should be non-negotiable.
Correct. And then I'm going to tell you just a little background. I'm 44 years old. I've never been married. I've been the forever bridesmaid. I've watched friends marry, divorce, and the whole nine. And, you know, at this point, you know, I encourage younger women to, you know, grow up in a sense where we have to mature in, you know, within ourselves spiritually as well as physically and mentally. Yeah. Amen?
Amen.
And so, therefore, you know, I have not dated in over a decade, which means I am a woman of God. I've kept myself by the grace of God. I will not say it's my strength, but it's by the grace of God. And so, but it teaches you some things. And, you know, the question that God has always asked me is, am I enough? Amen? And truly, you know, I have to say he's more than enough. And that takes wisdom. That takes time. You know, because if you ask me when I was in my 20s and I was gung-ho, like, yeah, I'm ready. You know, I was not ready. You know, I can look back now and say I truly would have been divorced, because you really have to mature in your Christendom in a sense where you have a love affair with God.
Absolutely.
You know, God for me is not something just to do. But he's real in a sense where, you know, through the trials, the tribulations, in a sense that, you know, I've learned that adversity is designed by God to allow you to see another side of God.
Amen.
So, you know, I'm blessed.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you. Thank you again for listening and for calling in, Denise. And look, at 44, you're still young. You might have that Mr. Right around the corner. Who knows?
Oh, yes. Amen.
Amen.
Even if it doesn't happen, we're going to still remain steadfast to the end. Amen. God bless you, brother.
Thank you.
Keep doing what you're doing. You're a man of God. I listen to you every week, and I'm so encouraged because I'm waiting. Amen.
All right, Denise. Thank you. God bless you, too. All right. Thank you. Now, let's go to line two, where Brother Abraham is also calling in from the Philadelphia area. Brother Abraham, are you there?
Right.
How you doing,
hello,
brother? Yes. Yeah, you hear us? So you wanted to share a little bit. We're having a conversation about the dream relationship, especially as we talk about Martin Luther King and the many dreams that he had for our nation and for us to have freedom. And so what is your dream relationship? What does it look like?
Well, first of all, I would like to have a better relationship with God, first of all.
Mm-hmm.
And so far as having a Christian helpmate, I would need someone to encourage me and to push me forward closer to God, so that way I could have her following my footsteps, and that way we have God in the center of our relationship. It's you know, I come upon out by living a Christian walk that it's not easy to have a female friend.
Yes.
As I was in the world, you know, in the world, you're like, yeah, well, she's only a friend.
Exactly.
But next thing you know, somewhere down the line, you're knocking boots. You understand what I'm saying? But when you put God in the center of your relationship to anything, I believe things can work and God will give you patience and give you virtue and wisdom to not cross the line. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. And, you know, I want to take a quick minute there, Brother Abraham, and share, you know, some people are beginning to post or they're posting regarding this topic on our Facebook page. And if anyone has not joined us on Facebook yet, you can go to Facebook.com and look for Marriage Beyond the Vows. And I just want to read something here that Anisha says, my dream man looks like the man that I have married. And, you know, there are others who are saying the same thing. You know, I think Octavia says she took the words right out of my mouth. So I think that, you know, it's awesome when you know you've made the right decision, when you say, wow, I've made the right decision. And it sounds like you've learned from your mistakes. You know you need a woman who's going to help you, who's going to be that support, that even in your times of weakness, it's like, no, we're going to do the right thing.
And you're looking.
That's why I think you said you want a spiritual woman, someone that's going to help you to move closer to God. And I hope that the women right now who are single and are listening to know that there are men out there who want spiritual women. That you're not looking just for someone to, you know, mess around with, flirt around with, you know, get sidetracked from your relationship with God with, to fall in sin with. I mean, you want someone that you can, you know, build a future together. And that woman needs to be someone who is very steadfast in the Lord and is going to help you. I love that. I do appreciate your openness about that.
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you, Brother Abraham. Thank you so much for listening, and thank you so much for calling.
All Okay. God bless you, and you're doing a wonderful job, and I continue to listen every Saturday morning.
Amen. Well, thank you so much. You too, Brother Abraham. All right. You know, Will, it's interesting, right, because so many times I hear, you know, many women who listen, sometimes they start feeling like they're no more men out there who love God and who have conviction and are willing to wait. Seems like those men are taken. You know, those are the guys that got married, but they're not out there. But, you know, here we just heard from a good brother, Brother Abraham, who was honest, says, listen, this is what I did in the world. This is what I'm trying to do now. I need a spiritual woman. I know for you, Will, you're the same way. You don't just want to be with someone. You want someone that's going to help you with your relationship with God. What words of encouragement do you have for the singles, especially the single women who are listening and might feel a little hopeless?
I think to be encouraged that, like one of our callers before said, at that time I wasn't ready. Had I gotten married in my 20s, I really believe I would have been divorced just because I wasn't where I needed to be, that my relationship with God and who I was as a person wouldn't have made a great husband. And I had to mature. I had to grow up. I had to really learn some things about my walk with God that I'm now becoming the man who one day hopefully will be a great husband. But I think sometimes we get impatient with God. And God, I want it right now. And you may be asking for something. And God's like, he's not ready yet.
He's
not ready yet. Just be patient. I'm working on him.
Yep, he's too green. You got to let him mature a little bit. All right. Well, let's continue on here in line four. We have Octavia calling in also from the Philadelphia area who's been married and wants to share a little more. All right, Octavia, share with us as we are talking about our dream relationship.
Hi, Marcos. It's interesting, this topic. I am 25, and I will be married for 4 years in May.
Okay.
And I'm already at that rough patch. And it's funny, as I listen to Brother Will talk, just making sure that the timing is right. You know, I got married at 22, and my husband was 23. And, you know, here we entering into this great thing. And no one really understands what marriage really is. And it's a total commitment. And so I would say, you know, just dealing with the raw material that I have in my husband, I would just desire for him to move forward and really operate underneath the laws that God has laid out for us.
Yes.
And knowing what it means to be a husband, loving on me and making his needs my needs and, you know, standing and interceding for me and not being afraid to pray over me and cover me, you know. Covered me and stayed in the gap for me at times where I fall short.
Sure.
You know, and I'm sorry, I'm just like
You know what I think, Octavia? It sounds like you mentioned hitting a rough patch. It sounds like now you were hoping or have some kind of regret of not waiting a little longer to give it time. And I think, you know, that you were both young, you're still young. But I see that a lot with young couples who just can't wait. Like, they feel like they got to get married right away. Sometimes it's because there's the physical temptation. Other times they just feel like they, you know, we're young and we think we know what we want. But other people are like, listen, what's the rush? You got to build before, you know, build a solid foundation before you build the rest of the house. And so that's what it sounds like. Is that what's going on? You wish that you would have waited a little longer or gotten so much more help before the marriage?
To be honest, I can only speak for me, but I feel like I was ready. But as, you know, Brother Will said, he clearly wasn't ready, and it's just becoming more and more evident in the things that he says and just really not knowing how to be there. And it shows, you know, from the smallest things to the littlest things. And even last week when I was listening to your show about how to be intimate and what you want, you know, from your mate. I just ran down the list of the simplistic things that I want, and it's really simple. Think about me every now and then, you know.
Sure.
And those things, it's lacking. It's really lacking. And to a certain degree, I just feel like I'm in this loveless marriage. And
wow.
That's never.
No, that's not good. Now, do you believe deep inside your husband does love you, or he just doesn't know how to show it?
I think it's really a combination of things. I think that he loves me, and he's been through, you know, so many rough patches in his own life. he really doesn't know how to show it. But on the back end of it, I think that, you know, there is some desire there to, like, you know, be free, so to speak. And he's always saying he's a free spirit and, you know, I come and go as I please. I do what I want. And I'm just trying to try to make him understand, like, in marriage, there's boundaries. And, you know, like you guys said, those things that you just can't compromise with, there's boundaries. You should respect your home and you should respect your wife. And those are things that you should want to do.
I think so. I'm trying to think of here for a minute and what would help, because honestly, sometimes what I hear from you, I hear very often, and it's, I'm okay. He needs help. And that might be true, but I believe you need some help as well. And you chose this man. I mean, you say you were ready, but you chose him. He had his baggage. You've had yours. Maybe his was a little bit more than you. And so I think that I think it's so important that you start working on you. Like, how can you help him and be that support? And I think that's the first question that I would ask you is how what is it that you think you can do differently that would help him to get to that place?
To be honest, I have no idea. I've tried it all. I've tried going to counseling and just trying to hear his perspective. He didn't want to come, whether it be with a pastor or with a, you know, normal person. You know, I've tried, and I'm still praying, and that's something that's never going to, stop.
Okay.
I'm still praying and interceding, and I'm still talking to him, like, well, what do you want from me? And all of those things, you know, I try to be, or I try to, you know, accommodate him. And, of course, I'm not perfect. You know, I have my faults, and I've done things and, you know, said things that obviously, you know, it hurts. And, you know, I can't make up for the past, but I just kind of try to move forward and say, okay, well, let us pray together. Let's start here. Mm-hmm. You know, and even that, it's kind of.
Okay. Well, Octavia, let me share this with you, because, you know, you always got to also be careful. You say you've done everything. It's usually that's not always the case, right? Because everything is everything. That's a lot. But maybe you've done quite a bit. And I want to share this passage with you. 1 Peter chapter 3, it says, wives, in the same way, submit to your husbands as your own. Submit to yourselves to your husband, to your own husband, so that if any of them do not believe the word, they may be won over without the words or by without words, but by the behavior of their wives. So what is Peter saying here? Obviously inspired by God. He's like, listen, wives, when you submit to your husbands and you realize that they will look at your example, even though they don't believe the word. And, you know, I love how my wife breaks this down, because a lot of times, you know, this passage can be used on someone saying, okay, if you're married and your husband's an unbeliever, then he can become a Christian, he can believe. But it's like, no, it says so that they may believe the word, meaning that if they're having doubt, if they're struggling, if they're not where they need to be, your behavior can win them over. Your love, your patience, your conviction. So I'm not there. I don't see this for myself. But chances are there are some things you want your husband to be. And the best way is to be the best example of how to be those things. So if you want your husband to be humble or thoughtful or loving, then making sure that you are those things, you know, wholeheartedly, with the hopes that he will be able to see and believe the word. Does that make sense, Octavia?
It makes 100% sense. You know. And I was reading that passage last night as well, and just thinking about all of those things. And I mean, that's what I'm doing, and I'm just hoping that and praying that, you know, one day he'll see it and he'll be like, hey, I like that, you know. And he has his moments where he's like, let's go to church, let's, you know, do this. And then he has those moments, well, I don't want to do it anymore.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that's where your perseverance is going to make all the difference. Make sure you don't lose heart. The Bible talks about that. Do not become weary of doing good, because at the proper time, you will reap a harvest if you do not give up. So thank you so much, Octavia. We do appreciate you listening, opening up with us, and calling us and sharing with us. So thank you so much, Octavia. And call us with some good news. Keep it going. I believe it will get better if you persevere.
Thank you, Marcos. Have a good one.
You too, Octavia. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, let's continue on here, where Jeanette, I believe it's Jeanette, is calling in from North Carolina.
Jeanette. Good morning, Marcos.
Good morning. Am I pronouncing your name correctly? Is it Jeanette?
It is
Jeanette.
Jeanette. Okay. Well, thank you so much. What do you want to comment or even ask about having a dream relationship or your dream man?
Initially, I was going to call to respond to that until I heard the previous caller, so I will submit. And, you know, you can know me from this day on as 1 Peter 3, lady.
Okay, 1 Peter 3,
lady. I stand on 1 Peter 3. I know it worked. I will die in saying that it works. For the young lady that just spoke to you that stated that she's done everything, tried everything, I'm here to tell her she hasn't, and I know she thinks she has.
Yes.
I lived that life. My husband was conformed. I think I shared that with you the last time I talked with you.
Mm-hmm.
But I can tell you the word works if you work it.
The word works if you work it. I love it. All right.
Yes, I live that scripture. At that time, my husband's deceased and gone on with the Lord now. Mm-hmm. But if I had not stood on that scripture today, I've always thought that maybe he would have died lost not knowing the Lord.
Wow.
Because in life, sometimes we want people to change, but we don't want to make a change. And when we want to change, we got to lay down some stuff in us.
Yes.
And most of us want to start, but we don't want to complete something.
Jeanette, let me interject just for a moment. Because, you know, I was just thinking here for a moment. You know, my wife and I, you know, we've grown a lot. Like every relationship, it should grow. And,
yes.
And I realize that a lot of times the focal point of our arguments are things that we want to change in each other.
That's true.
And usually it's so easy, though, for me to see what she needs to change, and it's so easy for her to see what I need to change, but it's a lot harder to see what one needs to change ourselves. So, you know, let's say, for example, if I feel like I need my wife to be more patient or more attentive, it's usually because I'm not as patient or attentive. And instead of focusing on me, it's so much easier to focus on her. But it's like, no, let me work on me first. And I think what you said is so true about Octavia, who called in earlier, that sometimes we think we've done it all, but we haven't. I love that. I love that scripture in 1 Peter 3. It is a challenge. It's convicting. But I love what you said as well, where you don't believe your husband would have made it if it were not for you standing firm on that word.
He told me, even on his dying bed, his last word, the church wrote a newspaper article on him.
Mm.
He went to his grave letting that be his last statement that he made.
Wow.
And I reflect upon it. That's why I tell any couple, especially wives, don't tell me that you've done everything. You just need to stay the course. Stay the course. Get on your knees. When I embraced that, God told me to shut my mouth and get on my knees. That's what he told me.
I love it. I love it. Amen.
And what I want to say, especially for Afro-American women, we are very vocal women.
Mm-hmm.
It is so easy for us to be right and to have the last word. But in God, we don't have the last word. He has the last word.
Amen
and
to that.
I'm sorry.
No, amen. I love it. I love it because, you know, you were in a relationship. How long were you married for?
25 years. The Lord took him home on our anniversary.
Wow. Wow. And look, that testimony, he's saying, listen, my wife, her example made a difference with my relationship with God. I mean, what else can you expect, right? What else can you ask for? And I think I hope and pray that every single, not just women, but every single married person would listen and say that I want my spouse to be able to say the same thing about me if I go first.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And I'm going to say this, and I will hang up and let others talk, but I challenge any woman out there. If you feel as if there's nothing else you can do, the challenge is in you. No baby is born before it's completely developed. It's the same thing in us. In order for us to want improvement and development in our mate, we got to first see it in us. We got to be willing to let God fully develop us. And once God sees that we are willing to let him work on us, he will give us the desires of our heart and do the same thing with our mate. But I tell you, please speak with 1 Peter 3. I wouldn't care if they changed my name to 1 Peter 3 because I would declare in my last breath, it works if you work it.
Okay, sister, 1 Peter 3.
Thank
we thank you,
you
so
I love
much.
All that you all do.
Thank you. Thank you. And God bless. Thank you for
God
calling in
you.
Today. All righty. Well, let's continue on here where we have Juanita. Actually, no, we're going to hold up in just a second. I think Juanita has a similar situation as Octavia. We're going to come right back to her, who's going to share a little bit more. She's calling in from the Garden State. And if you've not done so already, we do invite you to give us a call at 855-454-5905. Don't dare. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.